It was pro-lifers who put the bill over the top. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For a while, it looked like a small posse of pro-life Democrats led by Bart Stupak would kill the health care bill. But when the president agreed to an executive order continuing the current ban on federal funds for abortion, Stupak became one of the bill's most passionate supporters. Republican pro-lifer Paul Brown was outraged.
If you vote for this bill, you can never call yourself pro-life again.
But Stupak argued, you can't protect unborn children if you don't protect their mothers.
For the unborn child, his or her mother will finally have pre- and postnatal care under our bill. If the child is born with medical problems, we provide medical care without bankrupting the family.
So there's a deep divide in the pro-life movement. The faction we're all familiar with, which focuses on the fetus, and the Stupak faction, which argues that if you really want to stop abortion, make it easier for women to make the right choice.
And no longer will any woman have to wonder whether she can bring a child to term because she can't afford it.
Representative Marcy Kaptur, another of the former holdouts, who made a prediction.
In those communities that have provided maternal care and health care for children, for all children, we find that the abortion rate goes down significantly.
Those are pretty easy statistics to track, which means we're about to find out which pro-life faction is right. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.